The Church Media Podcast, episode number one, 25 ways to use video in your church. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey, and welcome to the Church Media Podcast. My name is Carl Barnhill. I am your host. Thanks so much for joining me for this very first episode. And my goal in this podcast is going to be to help you create experiences at your church using church media where people meet Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. We want to see salvation and we want to see discipleship at your church. So my goal is to give you practical training in the areas of video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more. We're going to be looking at all of those areas. I'm going to give you practical tips. We're going to bring in experts in the industry to teach you in these areas. Again, video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, anything having to do with church media, we're going to cover it in this podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at 25 ways that you can use video in your church. I'm going to spread this across two episodes. So this is part one of a two-part series on 25 ways that you can use video in your church. You can get the show notes for this episode at 1230media, that's spelled out T-W-E-L-V-E, T-H-I-R-T-Y, 1230media.com /podcast. There you're going to find the show notes for this episode. I'm going to give you the full list of 25 ways that you can use video in your church on that webpage. I'm also going to give you video examples of each different method, each different way that you can use video. I'll give you video examples of each on that webpage. Again, that's 1230media.com/podcast. All right, so let's dive in to the number one way that you can use video. These are not going to be in any form of order. I'm just going to go randomly through these 25. So hang with me. Here we go. Number one is mini movies. Now, I don't want to assume that you know anything as we go forward. And so I want to tell you what each one of these ways, each one of these types of videos are. A mini movie is a short illustration-based movie or video. It can be between even 30 seconds to 5 minutes long, maybe longer. But they're usually very short, very condensed, usually between a minute and 3 minutes. Somewhere in there is a good length for a mini movie. Now, you can get these on our website at 1230media.com. You can also go online to worshiphousemedia.com. We at 1230 Media are a producer on that site, so you can find our mini movies there. You can also find dozens of other producers at worshiphousemedia.com. So a mini movie, again, is like a sermon illustration. You can use these on a holiday or a special occasion. And that's what I see as I travel and churches use mini movies. I see them use these mainly on holidays and special occasions or as worship intros into your service. But I want to encourage you to use mini movies throughout your service flow at any time. Use them as sermon bumpers or use them as transitional elements in your service. Get creative, but use video. Use mini movies in your service flow at any time. Okay, moving on. Number two is sermon bumpers. Now, these can be a little bit different in that these are made specifically to introduce your sermon or your message. Now, these air right before the pastor comes up to the platform. And if your church is on a tighter budget, you can use, again, like I said earlier, you can use a mini movie as a sermon bumper. But why not do something custom exactly for your series for your church? And that's one thing that we do at 1230 Media. You can go online to our site. You can order a custom sermon bumper, and we will design a motion graphics piece or a video piece just for you, just for your church. One of the last bumpers that we did was for Mount Horeb United Methodist Church in Lexington, South Carolina. They did a series called From the Depths, Confronting the Monsters Within. It was about deep sins inside of our heart that kind of creep out and take over us. And it was a very monster-driven octopus tentacles animating in with some very dramatic music and text. And we made that for their new series, and they're going to use it 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row to introduce the message right before the pastor comes to the platform. Now, one thing to consider when airing a sermon bumper is the element of your service before and after. Obviously, you're probably going into the message portion of your service after the sermon bumper, but you want to be very cognizant of the transition and the flow between the element before the sermon bumper and the actual sermon bumper. Let me explain this a little bit more. If you're in a very solemn worship moment, and your sermon bumper is loud and crazy music or very dramatic music, you want to be very cognizant of that transition. You want to either give it some pause or change the music a little bit, dissolve it up. You just want to smooth out that transition. Make sure it's very smooth. Another thing that you could do is you could air a full 60-second bumper 1 week. You could air a 30-second cut down of that same bumper the next week. Or even a 15-second just little teaser of the bumper. You can kind of change it up depending on your service elements and your flow. Okay, so that's sermon bumper. Number three is message or series trailer. Now, these would be to promote your upcoming series, just like a movie trailer would promote an upcoming movie. This video would play in your services or on your website or on other channels in the weeks leading up to your new series. Now, one thing that we do a lot at 1230 Media is we take and build a sermon bumper and then change the ending tag to, say, coming in 2 weeks or new series beginning next week, something like that. This saves your church money, and it also doesn't reinvent the wheel. You could make a separate series trailer that's different from your bumper. Those work great, especially if you have the budget and the means to do so. I would definitely encourage that. Give a little flavor so that they're not your audience is not seeing the same thing over and over. So that is a series or message trailer. Number four in our list of 25 ways that you can use video in your church is a countdown. Now, we all know what these are. They lead the congregation into the beginning of your service. Usually a 5-minute countdown is the best length to use. I've seen churches use 15-minute countdowns. I've seen churches use 3-minute countdowns, but about the right length is probably a 5-minute countdown. Countdown. Sometimes with a 15-minute, it can just get too long and drawn out. Another thing to consider when using a countdown is it keeps everybody on the same page. It shows your congregation that may be mingling in the atrium or a different ministry area when the service is about to begin. It also shows your band when the service is about to begin and your other leaders or speakers on stage. Everybody is on the same page. Everybody knows when the service starts. It also cuts down on people lagging into your service. So we've all probably grown up in the churches where you start the first element or the first song and people that are in the atrium start hearing the music and then they start trickling in and they've missed the first song or two of your worship set. A countdown it won't eliminate all of that, but it will eliminate some of that. People will see the countdown on the screens, and they'll kind of trickle in and be there more for your first element of your service. Okay, number five in our list of 25 ways to use video in your church is what I call blank motion backgrounds. Now, 5 and 6 are very similar to each other. Let me explain the two. A blank motion background is just what it sounds like. It's blank. It leaves empty space for you to add your own lyrics or sermon notes or scripture for your sermon. Announcements can go in there. You want to make these very accessible for a volunteer to add their own text or your own text for or in your presentation software. You want to make it very easy to add and edit in your presentation software and put this text on top of a blank motion background. This is not something that you want fully designed and look really stellar. This is something like your sermon points, where it's only going to be up on screen for a little bit, or it's not the main focus of what you want your congregation to see. So we build these a lot for those reasons, for announcements, sermon points, lyrics to go on top of, and we leave a lot of empty space. We can put your series logo or your church logo in the bottom as a bug. It also can tie your series together throughout your day. Here's what I mean by that is, if you have a certain look for your series and then you go into your sermon and it looks totally different, it looks like the pastor did his own PowerPoint on Saturday night and it has nothing, no look and no consistency with your other elements in your service, that can be bad. So you want to be consistent. You want to use motion backgrounds so that the consistency between the background and your lyrics and the background for your countdown and your sermon bumper, everything looks very cohesive on screen. So that's blank motion backgrounds. Number six is custom motion backgrounds. These are backgrounds that have text and designs built into it from your motion designer or your video guy. Let me give you some examples of what a custom motion background would look like. A custom motion background could say, "Welcome, we're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us today." Like a welcome motion. Also a closing motion. You would air this as people are leaving your congregation. You know, "Thanks for worshiping with us today. Have a great week." Something like that. You can also use these to loop your series or your church logo during a transitional element in your service, or again, as people are entering your sanctuary, your auditorium, or leaving, it can just be a logo to have on screen that matches your church or your series branding. Other examples of custom motion backgrounds would be putting your social media accounts, how to find your church or a certain ministry on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those sorts of things. It could also advertise your website address. It could also advertise upcoming events in your church. If you have a men's Bible study or a women's retreat or a kids camp coming up, these could be designed very nicely, embedded with pictures and text from your motion designer or your video guy. I'll stop here and say that if you are a church that doesn't have a media guy on staff, let me do a shameless plug here. I'm the creative director and owner of 1230 Media. We would love to serve you and create these things for you. So if you don't have a media guy, or if your media guy is stretched way too thin, feel free to contact us. Our website address is 1230media.com. All right, so let's move on. Number seven in our list is soft roll footage. Now, here's what I mean by that. Footage, considered soft roll footage, is footage that it isn't tied to timing of any kind. You can air this footage, you can dissolve it in. It could be a little early, a little late. It can come in or come out with no big consequence to the flow of your service. So let me give you some examples of what this would look like in your services. All right, say you have an announcement person, announcement boy or pastor come up to your platform to do announcements or to greet people, and you talk about your green room or your VIP room, your guest services area, something like that. You could air footage of that area that you're talking about. Another example of this would be if you are talking about your children's ministry area and how there's a place for every kid or every student in your congregation, talking to parents to show them what the ministry area looks like. You can air footage of these areas while your announcement guy is talking. Usually soft roll footage has no audio with it. It's just footage that can, again, be taken in, taken out. Now, one thing that you want to be very aware of is keeping your presentation or your pro presenter operator, your presentation guy, cognizant of when that B-roll footage ends. You don't want to have the end of the footage or a black screen on. You want to go back to your camera shot or go back to your other element before your soft roll footage ends. But other than that, you can use soft roll footage inside your services anywhere. Well, there you have it. We've made it through seven ways that you can use video in your church. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, Carl Barnhill here. I want to tell you about an amazing ministry that I've had the privilege of partnering with called Seeds Family Worship. They're a nonprofit ministry that write and produce word-for-word scripture songs for families. They've produced dozens of scripture songs like More Than Conquerors, The Word of the Lord, and dozens more. I know these guys personally. Josh Hauser, Jason Hauser, Philip and Jessica Moreland. These guys, I'm telling you, are the real deal. They want to see God's Word in as many homes and hearts as possible all over the world. We've had the privilege at 1230 Media to produce several DVD projects with the Seeds team, creating videos that go with these songs. We've produced over 35 original videos that have been used in churches and in living rooms for family devotions all over the world. I want to encourage you to learn more about their ministry and purchase resources for your church or your family at SeedsFamilyWorship.com. That's SeedsFamilyWorship.com.
And now, back to your church media coach, Carl Barnhill.
Hey, welcome back to the Church Media Podcast. We're going to dive right back in to the 25 ways that you can use video in your church. Here we go. Number 8 is baptism videos. These are videos that air before a baptism takes place in your service. You could also put these on your website. We've encouraged a lot of churches to put your baptism videos on your social media accounts, especially after they've aired on Sunday. Celebrate during the week that you've had baptism on Sunday and throw the stories back out on social media to get some more play out of them. These also can help with the timing in your service. You want to be very careful who you give the microphone to. You don't want Brother Jimmy, who just got saved, taking 20 minutes out of your service when he only needed to take about a minute or two. And so doing a video instead can really help you kind of maintain your timing and your flow in your service. Baptism videos can help you tell stories in a short, concise, and powerful way. There's nothing quite like telling somebody's salvation story through video, and especially if you have some footage of what their life was like or is like, and then just kind of illustrate their life change through this baptism video as they're explaining how their life was changed through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Some tips for baptism videos. You want to keep these short. You don't want them to go on forever. I would say a minute to 2 minutes max is about the length of a baptism video, or what the length of a baptism video should be. If you're the video guy at your church, or if you are over that production and you are interviewing people, let me give you some tips and tricks on how to do some great interviews real quick. One thing that you want to do is you want to ask the question why as many times and as many ways as you possibly can. So why did you accept Christ? Why did you make a decision to follow him? Why are you getting baptized? Ask questions that get them to think and listen well. Don't talk over them. Just let them tell their story. You can always edit it down later. Another tip for this is shoot more of the story than you think that you'll need. You can always cut it out. I just wrote an article about cutting stuff out, and sometimes your production is so much better when you leave things on the cutting room floor. One of the challenges with a baptism or a testimony video is to cut it down so much that that it still makes sense and it's still powerful. That's a big challenge. But the real creativity comes for you under the B-roll. It's kind of maybe not, I don't want to say taking some words out of context, but you may need to pull a word here and there to make the story flow and to make it make sense. So we have a misconception that the longer the better, or the more effects that we use, the better. That's not true. Sometimes the shorter your piece is, your video is, the more powerful it is. Okay, number 9 is promotional videos. You can use promotional videos to promote any ministry or activity in your church. You can air them in your service or on your website, on your Facebook page, on your social media, other social media accounts. You can promote a ministry area, promote a student or kids camp coming up, promote a campus launch. One thing to keep in mind, a couple things to keep in mind here is, again, keep these short. You don't want to go long in a promo video unless it's more of a documentary style. And in that case, it would be more of a documentary video, more of an educational video instead of a promo. You want to keep promos nice and short and keep them looking for more. If you do one for a website, you want to keep the video short and have them look at text on the website if they want some more information. Okay, so that is number 9. Number 10 in our list of 25 ways to use video in your church is video curriculum. Video curriculum are videos for small group Bible studies, membership classes, and other classes in your church. These could be one of your staff pastors teaching on a certain topic or a book of the Bible. Let me give you a possible flow of how one of these videos could go. You could have a short 15 to 30 second opener video that teases the information about a class or a topic, a little intro motion graphics piece. You could do 5 to 10 minutes of teaching content. When your pastor takes the screen for the first time, you could do a lower third across the bottom with their name, their title, their Twitter hashtag. Let it come in, animate, and then let it animate out. And then after the teaching content, you could do a 10 to 15 second close. You could put your church's website on there or any action steps or action links that you want your audience to take. So that would be kind of a simple flow for a video curriculum piece. If you're a little more advanced in shooting these, you want to either have 2 or more camera angles to cut between, or I would not edit any of the teaching content. Here's what I'm getting at. You don't want any jump cuts in your teaching content. You want to be very intentional about that. You could go from a wide shot and cut into a close-up and then back and forth, but I wouldn't do this a lot. I would highly suggest you not even cut your teaching content at all, or just be very intentional about it. So that's some advanced tips on video curriculum. All right, number 11 in our list of 25 ways to use video in your church is movie or YouTube clips. Now, we've all used these before, but I want to give you some tips on how to make these better in your services. You want to make sure that you have a good quality video. If you're going to use a movie clip, if you're going to use a funny YouTube clip, you want to use a quality version of it that can be downloaded. You don't want some nasty quality that has an ad all over it. You want to be very intentional about how you put these together and how you air them in your church. But the concept isn't dead. If it fits your sermon or your service to use a movie clip or to use a YouTube clip or a funny video of some kind, use it. But again, keep it short and make sure it's good quality and executed well. All right, number 12 on our list of 25 ways that you can use video in your church is logo animations. Now, a logo animation is a short 10 to 15 second motion graphics animation of your church or your ministry logo. It's very similar to if you watch a movie and you see the studio logos like 20th Century Fox or Lionsgate. Those types of intros, you can use these on your in-house videos, either at the beginning or at the end, to just show people that this is your church. Here's how you find your church with your website or social media accounts or something like that. But these are just very quick, energetic, or dramatic little 10 to 15 second clips of your church or your ministry or even your series logo. Okay, number 13, this will be the last one that we cover in this episode. We'll cover the last half, part 2 of the 25 ways that you can use video in your church in episode 2. So let's dive in to our last way on this episode. Number 13, social media videos. Now, we've all shot little videos on our iPhone that go on Instagram and Facebook. I want to encourage you to use these for your church and your ministries. These can be produced as motion graphics pieces or can be a video that, again, you shoot on your iPhone. They can be as stripped down or as produced as you want to make them. Quality video can be shot on a phone or a tablet. The video quality on these devices are great, and I encourage you to use the technology to serve your church. Social media videos can be short, announcement-style videos from your leaders to your volunteer team. They can be to parents. If you're a student pastor, you can do short little clips to parents or to volunteers or to students or to kids and put these on your social media accounts. A couple of tips and tricks on how to shoot social media videos. Two major things I want to talk about here. You want to make sure that you flip your phone sideways or your tablet sideways and shoot the video horizontally and not vertically, unless you're very intentional about what you're doing. If it's designed specifically to be vertical, then shoot it that way. But if you're just shooting a video to share with your volunteers or a group of people in your church, flip your phone or your tablet sideways and shoot it horizontally. Another tip or trick when shooting social media videos is to make sure that you get the best lighting or audio you possibly can. There's nothing worse than shooting a great video and the sound is terrible. You can't hear what the person is saying. If you're shooting it outside by a train, you obviously can't hear the person talking. So just be very cognizant of where you shoot these videos and the lighting in these videos. Be cognizant of the time of day that you go out and shoot it, if you're going to shoot it outside, or the lighting in your church buildings if you shoot these for your church. Just be cognizant of those couple of things. Well, thank you for joining me on this very first episode of the Church Media Podcast. We're going to deal with the second half, 14 through 25, of ways that you can use video in your church in the next episode, in episode 2. In the meantime, you can check out the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast. I would love for you to join me there. I'm going to give you all 25 ways that you can use video in your church. I'm going to give you a little description of each, and I'm also going to give you a video example of how one of these looks and how you could use it for your church. So this is very valuable information for you. Check it out, especially if you're a volunteer or if you're a new church media director and you're trying to think of ways to use video in your church, and how would you use them? How would you implement them into your services? How would you distribute them? Where would you put them? We're going to go into more detail of it on the show notes. I want to thank my producer for this episode, David Michael Hyde. You can check him out at David Michael Hyde, H-Y-D-E, DavidMichaelHyde.com. Thanks so much for joining me this week. And remember, we're going to check out the last ways, part two of 25 ways that you can use video in your church in episode number 2. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free church media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.